It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny and Casey in the house. We had some good games today. You got Alabama, Georgia.
That'll be a game.
But with Georgia, their offense line is going to crush the rest of this in the playoffs just because of the fact they're going against that good of a defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go out and play these defensive line, they're like, this guy ain't nothing compared to us. Right. You know what I mean? And that's just... that's what you want as a team. But besides all that, let's talk about this championship.
Here's a little nugget for you. Alabama has been a favorite in 92 straight games.
Dang.
Favorite in 92 straight games. The last time they weren't a favorite, 2015, against Georgia.
They were a favorite against LSU?
Yeah.
No, they were not.
Alabama has been a favorite in 92 straight games.
How are they a favorite against LSU?
Just telling you.
That's wild.
Okay, and the last time they weren't a favorite was against Georgia in 2015, and they won 38-10.
I remember that.
So never, ever, ever count out Alabama.
No, never, ever count out Nick Saban and his mind.
Yep.
You
got Baylor, Oklahoma State today for the Big 12 championship.
I got Oklahoma State beating them pretty good today.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Well, one, because I'm not a big fan of Baylor. But two, I think obviously the best chance for a Big 12 team to get into the playoffs is through Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and
it's going to be basically if they win, it's going to be between them and Cincinnati. And Cincinnati also plays today against your Houston Cougars.
So Houston, they're 11-1. You know, so they're not no slump. You know, I hear they have a good squad up there. You know, and Dana's up there coaching them. So
Dana's taking down a few Red Bulls this morning.
He's no slump of a coach. Cincinnati's 12-0. They beat Notre Dame this year. That was their big win. But my whole thing, you know, if they don't destroy Houston and Oklahoma State beats the crap out of Baylor, Oklahoma State's going to jump them.
Oh, I think so.
And Cincinnati's going to go.
And they should.
And Cincinnati's going to go AWOL. They're going to go nuts.
Yeah. But, listen, as a TCU Horned Frog, who we should have been in the national championship or playoffs or whatever it was a couple years ago, went out and beat Iowa State by like 50 points and somehow dropped.
Yeah. Didn't make no damn sense.
Yeah. So I got no love lost for a Cincy team that goes undefeated. Now, granted, they played Notre Dame. That's great and all. But who else? They've been playing what, like East Carolina?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
They ain't playing.
SMU.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all lost to SMU.
Well.
But Texas lost to Kansas. That's there you go.
There you go. Circle gets the square.
Slap. That's my opinion. I don't know who's going to win that game today, but where's the game at?
Which one?
The Houston-Cincy game.
Houston-Cincy is in Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, they're going to have a lot of Cincy fans.
They're going to be a lot of Cincy fans. It's going to be a home game for them.
You know, they might whoop that ass if they have the home crowd advantage like that.
You also got the Big Ten championships up in Indianapolis.
Watch Michigan lay an egg. Oh, I'm going to cry.
If Michigan loses.
I'm going to cry laughing. Oh, it'll be so funny.
That was a hell of a game, though, against Ohio State.
That offensive line was wrecking shop on Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michigan's D-line's pretty freaking solid, too.
Incredible.
Long. I think they beat Iowa. That just shows you how weak the other side of Big Ten is.
Yep.
Golly.
And then you got Pittsburgh versus Wake Forest in the ACC championship.
Yeah. When would you ever pick that game?
Yawn.
Yeah. ACC, what teams are in the ACC?
Clemson.
But any of the other ones, no? Who did they always play in the championship games when they were good?
Florida State, maybe?
Yeah.
Now, the Florida State's been down, too.
Yeah, but that's it, really.
They usually play a Pitt or a Wake or somebody like that.
I mean, is Miami in the ACC?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yes. Okay. Well, they have those schools that are just down. They got good schools over there, but they just suck right now.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how do you feel about Notre Dame's coach just getting up and leaving them? And they still have a chance to possibly make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a wild thing, too. They're not going to make it to the playoffs.
That's nuts. I mean,
Lincoln Riley left, too.
I know, but Oklahoma didn't have a shot of making it to the college football championship.
Oh, they have a bowl game, though. Yeah.
Sure, they got a bowl game, but neat. But Notre Dame is still in the mix to possibly make it into
PJ
the playoffs.
PJ Life, I'm out of here.
How funny would it be if Notre Dame somehow gets into the playoffs and wins the national championship without him?
They don't have a game today, so they can't.
I know. I'm just telling you.
That would be funny.
How funny would it be, though, if Notre Dame somehow sneaks in and Brian Kelly is sitting down in Baton Rouge watching his team win a national championship? That would be poetic.
Yeah, they would play Georgia. And, yes, that would be funny, though.
Ain't got no shot against them.
No.
But
Utah spanked Oregon last night.
Bro, that wasn't even.
Is that quarterback at Utah, is that the one? Is he the quarterback that transferred from here? What was his name? Cameron Rising. Did he start all year?
I don't think he started all year. I'm not, because in the interview after, I was watching the game, in the interview afterwards, they talked about, you know, not being the guy, and then he gets opportunity, and he comes in, and, you know, he sticks around, competes, and he ends up playing. He's going to go to the Rose Bowl.
I mean, he had 18 touchdowns and 5 interceptions this year.
Yeah.
So he played a lot.
But he got an opportunity to play and did a lot with it. And believe me, you know, there's tons of stories about those backups that hang around, they get their opportunity, they come in, and they ball out. Good for him. Good for Cameron Rising.
Yeah. Here's his game log right here. Yeah, I mean, he had a good year. He had 300-yard games, 200-yard games.
Yeah, it wasn't even a game. I mean,
he beat Stanford.
They whooped Oregon, you know, back, you know, a couple weeks ago, 38-7, and then come back and whoop them again, 38-10.
Yeah.
That was deja vu last night.
Yeah.
Dang, is this happening again?
Yeah, there's a poor Oregon, you know, blogger, podcaster that, I mean, you just, after the game, he was so down, got on camera, and was just, you know, licking his wounds.
Yeah.
Just bad. But, anywho.
Yeah, the transfer port, yeah, so I got Oklahoma State today. I got Georgia. I got Cincinnati. I want Iowa to win so bad.
They got a puncher shot, but I think this is the year that Harbaugh finally makes it into the playoffs.
And then gets beat first round.
Probably get beat first round.
Yeah, because if he does make it to the playoffs, it'd be him. Alabama's number 3 still. So if Alabama loses today, are they still in the playoffs?
No. No. They got no shot. If Alabama wins today, absolutely, because they're the number 3 team. So then if Alabama wins, let's say it's a close game, Alabama wins, does Georgia and Alabama both get in?
Yes.
With Michigan and?
It'll be Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, and
probably Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State or Cincy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if Alabama loses, they're not gonna go Oklahoma State, Cincy, Georgia, and Michigan.
I don't know. We'll see. That's why you play the game. But the biggest game, obviously, today, Casey, the Westlake Chaparrals taking on Vandergrift today. Westlake gonna
Where's that DKR, right?
DKR.
What's was Westlake no, I know they're undefeated. Is Vandergrift undefeated?
I don't know. I don't pay too much attention to anybody except them.
Johnny has his class ring on.
No, it is not a class ring. It is not a class ring, Casey. It is a 1996 5A state championship team, the first ever in Westlake football history.
Well, these kids play big boy football. They play 6A.
Well, we didn't have 6A.
I don't want to hear it.
I'm just telling you.
You're playing little boy football.
It's, you know, the only time that this ring makes an appearance is during a playoff run, a state championship run. And today, without a DKR.
You going to the game?
I'm going to the game.
Are you got sideline passes?
Obviously. I don't need sideline passes, Casey.
You just walk?
I just walk up.
You just walk straight. Even at DKR with.
Hey, Johnny. Good to see you.
Even at DKR with all the security, you're just going to walk straight to the sideline, not even wink an eye at anybody?
DKR knows.
Shoot.
They know. They'll be like, oh, Mr. Rogers, good to see you again.
And you just sit down on the sideline with no pass.
That's what I do.
I like it.
It's like Casey Studdard up to a Texas game. You get passes or you just walk in?
No, I'm not they don't give me passes.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
I see people on the sidelines all the time. I'm like, dang, I can't get a sideline pass.
Yeah. Well, and the other big game is the Little Shaps, the Pee Wee team, are down in Orlando, Florida at the National Pee Wee Championships.
Golly.
Team Broadhead, the Broadhead boys are down there. Just the sheriffs, they are going to wreck shop. They're going to show the world how we do in the 78746. So good luck to the Little Shaps.
Well, there you go. Down there in Florida.
You been watching any NFL football, Case?
Yeah, been following a little bit.
How are we feeling? What do you think is going to happen in the NFL? Who's looked good to you? Obviously, the Cards are looking good.
All the top teams, Colts had a hell of a year, came in there, is going to make him another $20 million in the league.
Who's that?
Said Colt McCoy is going to make him another $20 million in the league just by coming in and winning two games. So he'll make another 4 years, $20 million.
Yep.
You know, so.
I think, to me, the biggest surprise of the year has been the Patriots. You know, Mac Jones coming in.
Well, it's the defense.
It's the defense, sure. But I don't think anybody thought that Mac Jones would be as good as he is. And they're winning. You're right. They're winning the game because he's not turning the ball over.
Yeah, he's playing.
And they're playing with good defense.
That's why they drafted him.
Like, correct.
Okay, just hit this here. Okay.
Done. Chiefs have been a little underwhelming in the AFC West.
Yeah, but their division is kind of weak because I don't know what happened to the Chargers.
Yeah,
but they're kind of, I
don't
know, they hit their sail or whatever. I think what happened is in the NFL, these D coordinators are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to change up. You know, you got to be able to, you know, you can't just sit there and do the same stuff. And I think that caught up with the Chargers a little bit, but I don't know. I haven't really been watching them. I just see the L's adding up.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, currently sitting at 6-5.
Yeah.
Playing the Bengals this weekend, that'll be a tough game.
Yeah, the Bengals are going to – Joe Burrow he throws such a pretty ball.
It is.
So is Herbert, but, I mean, Joe Burrow, he's hitting spots. And if you really want to see the difference, and it's hard to be an NFL quarterback. It's
– Oh, no doubt.
There's only 32 of those jobs in the NFL, you know what I mean, in the world. And if you look at the windows that these quarterbacks are hitting – I mean, they're no bigger than a backboard on a hoop.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's the size of a box. You know, and those are the windows you have to make in the NFL. And you see some of these young quarterbacks throwing some nice balls. Like Dak throws some good balls too lately.
Yeah,
you know,
Cowboys were also a little underwhelming.
I know Cowboy fans are stressed.
They finally
out
got
right
everybody
now.
Back, and
well, they have to start
is Zeke
again.
Is Zeke done?
He's hurt right now. I heard
he's hurt, but like. I mean, he's just...
He should have been done last year.
I don't know.
AFC... That Pollard guy is a better runner. He's more explosive.
I'll tell you, the team that I think is really hitting their stride right now, the Indianapolis Colts, you know, and the AFC
yeah,
South...
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is they have Wentz as a quarterback, so...
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor has just been balling.
Well, I know. So if somebody, you know, makes them, you know, throw the ball a little bit more, or makes it a shootout game... You know, I don't see them, you know, but John, yeah. Their offensive line's great. I mean, yes. I don't see them going far, but they're a great team.
NFC, I think Cowboys will be in the mix. The Packers, obviously, never count out Aaron Rodgers.
Tennessee's been losing lately, but they got nobody in there. I mean, it's just them in Indianapolis.
Correct.
So they'll both make the playoffs, you know, because it's them, Indianapolis,
Houston ain't doing anything.
Houston ain't doing nothing.
Jacksonville ain't doing anything.
No. And you got Burrow. You got Cincinnati on their side.
AFC North, you got Cincinnati, the Ravens, you know, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's He's playing some good ball. And then, you know, sitting there in third place in the AFC North, you got the Cleveland Browns.
They're still in third place?
Yep. Well, in their division.
Oh, in their division, yeah. They're not. They're
I mean, they're
not going to make the playoffs.
They're one game out. I mean, they're 6-6. You know.
You know, I saw the other day someone posted that. Someone posted the other day and said, it said Baker Mayfield is just a sober Johnny Manziel. I was crying laughing. They said Baker Mayfield is just a sober. Oh, man, it was so funny. He's just a sober Manziel.
Uh-huh. Somebody asked, is Baker Mayfield a quitter because he didn't compete with Patrick Mahomes? Probably. But he, you know. But Baker Mayfield also wasn't the number one recruit in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, Baker Mayfield didn't have a scholarship offer coming out of high school. I'm not taking anything away from Baker. Baker worked his tail off.
Yeah.
And then went to a situation where he could prosper, and he did.
Yeah.
Turned himself into a quarterback. Vandergriff has one loss today, the Vipers.
They have one loss, okay.
Yeah.
Look at all these Go Vipers! Look at all these Go Viper fans hitting us up.
One person.
There's like six of them. Go Vipers! Go Vipers!
Fake news.
Colonel Flowers called you the VY of Westlake?
Well, yeah. I don't know about VY. I think that title probably belongs to somebody else, another quarterback at Westlake.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
VY has his own, like...
Does VY have his own locker in the locker room?
Probably. They should have one up there for him.
He should.
I'm sure you can just go in there and be like, I need a clothes.
Yeah, VY walks into anywhere on the 40 acres, and he's doing just fine.
Yeah. No, but he what are we talking about? Sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, we're just talking about VY, talking about 40 acres. Talk about the Vipers versus the Chaparrals today.
Got some more
Vipers. We'll see. Case, what's going on down at Whitfield's, bud?
Just rock and rolling. You know, we did 97 turkeys this year.
Damn.
Yeah,
That's a record, right?
Yeah. Going up every year, so.
How close are we to getting a brick and mortar?
As soon as someone finds me somewhere to go that's cheap enough.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Usually December in the real estate world, I'm kind of coasting towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
That ain't happening right now.
Mm-mm.
I'm about as busy as I've ever been. This real estate market is crushing it.
Yeah, no, I know that.
And you want to talk about, Casey, earlier you were talking about good offensive lines. Let's talk about Westlake again.
Their offensive line good?
Dude, Connor Robertson, stud, coming to the University of Texas. Bray Lynch, 6'5", 290, heading to Indiana. Guy's a stud.
Who's the guy going to Texas?
That's Connor Robertson.
How big is he?
He's a big boy. I don't know his stats, but he hurt his knee, so he's not even playing.
Oh, so we got a guy coming to Texas that's already hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. He ain't going to play.
He hurt his knee a couple weeks ago in the playoffs, kind of late in the game, but, you know.
He's a good player?
He's a great player.
Is he soft?
Uh-uh.
Is he an FC student?
He's a JYD.
He is not a junkyard dog.
He is a JYD.
He is not a junkyard dog.
I'm telling you.
I would have heard of this man.
Stud.
I would have heard of this man if there was a junkyard dog in the Central Texas area.
You also got at Westlake, you also got four-star junior TJ Shanahan. Kid's a stud. Senior Michael McKelvey and junior Kyle Natenstead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the best offensive line since 96.
You're so.
I mean, that's the rumor.
The last 3 year teams would whoop the 96 team.
Not a shot.
Yes, they would.
No, we would.
You're
run
so. You're
on these
so.
Teams.
You know. They would have. You wouldn't be able to cover the receivers, Johnny.
I'm telling you,
Johnny. They would have been just yard sailing your ass.
I would have been.
You would have been. You would have been.
The heat.
They're like, we got to bench Johnny. These guys are too much athlete for him.
Tell me,
you know
Kia,
that.
Tell
you
me
know Kia, the athleticness.
Jeremy Amos on the outsides would have shut him down. Ben DeLeon on that D line would have gotten through that offensive line.
The offensive line today?
Yeah.
No.
You kidding me? Travis Eichenhorst, Ben DeLeon, they're getting through there. Jonathan Pfeiffer, middle linebacker.
The two DNs, the two DNs would have destroyed your offensive line.
Matt Motza, Central Texas Defensive Player of the Year, would have had 8 sacks in one game against this Westlake team. I'm telling you.
You are.
And then,
on
and that doesn't
crack.
Even include the offense. You got Breeze throwing bombs to Ryan Reed, Brett Robin, probably rushed for 200 yards.
You're crazy.
Seth McKinney, pancake after pancake. Bubba Downing, same thing.
You got one player, Seth McKinney.
Dominates.
He's the only one. He's the only one. Out of all those people you named, he's the only one.
Well, we'll pick up some more Westlake football talk here after the break. You're listening to the Big Ugly Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Not the Big Ugly Horn, but we are the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, bringing you into the weekend on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Austin, Texas. Case, what's on the menu today over at Whitfield's?
You got brisket, pulled pork,
kolache?
That's boudin.
Ooh.
Beef sausage.
Brian Kelly going to show up and eat some of that boudin?
No, he's not allowed in Austin. What else we got? Ribs, chicken, turkey, a lot of brisket. Yeah, beef sausage. Got that rolling today. Banana pudding, all our sweets, all our good sides.
Hell yeah.
We got our kolaches. This week's usually slow because it's right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then you got Black Friday and all that kind of stuff.
And you guys sold 97 turkeys?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, so.
All I saw, like, right over the Thanksgiving holidays, I just kept looking at Instagram and seeing all those videos of idiots frying turkeys and just burning down their houses.
Yeah, I had the system rigged up this year, so there's no wait time. No one waited for a turkey at all this year. Took me 2 years to figure it out, but I got it down now.
That's pretty cool. My brother Jeff with the Cardinals had a bye weekend.
That's good. So you got to have a little
Thanksgiving. Jeff and his wife, a little baby girl came in. Just the cutest little girl you've ever seen in your life. And yeah. she's about 5-6 months old. So kind of starting to, you know, make Ike smile and kind of recognizes you a little bit. But yeah. She is the good luck charm of the Rogers family this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cardinals dominating in the NFL.
It's all because of her.
All because of her?
I think it's Colt McCoy, personally.
It could be.
It's just me.
Colt did a hell of a job. I mean, what he was able to do, win 2 of 3 with Kyler out, able to give Kyler 4 full weeks off, you know, keep them in first place in the NFL, but they got to finish strong. They got to get that first round bye. They got to get home field advantage because they sure as heck don't want to go up to Green Bay and play in December.
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't want that.
Or January.
That's the only thing that scares you is having to go play against old Rajaz.
Yeah, Aaron's that dude.
Because he's spinning the
he's
hell
a
out of the ball
bad
right
man.
There. We got LBJ Jaguars playing Fredericksburg today.
Okay.
Go LBJ.
I'll go LBJ.
Yeah, I think LBJ's undefeated.
The home of Sean Mitchell.
Yeah.
Remember that dude?
Yeah.
He was about as fast as a football player as I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's fast. Yeah, I've seen some fast people in my life. Like, there's a lot of fast people, but then you get those ones where they just run past the fastest person on your team. Like, really, mm-hmm. You're like, whoa. Because there's some guys that...
Who's that, Jamal for you guys?
Jamal was really fast. But there's other guys, too, that have game speed where you're like, well, no one's going to catch him in a game.
Right.
But it's way different. I don't know. It's wild. Someone texts and he goes, what do you say? Just listened for 10 minutes. Man, I missed those 11 a.m. kickoffs. Yeah, you know, too much Westlake football talk, I guess.
No, only talking champions this morning. Westlake football and Pee Wee Westlake football, little Shaps.
Oh,
go Shaps.
Man. Well, yeah. No, I understand. You know, we talked earlier about the whole transfer portal, NIL stuff, you know, quarterbacks. You know, if Quentin Ewers is that guy, yeah, we have to go after him. But I don't see why we don't go after Eli as well, or whatever, Manning Arch. As well. Arch Manning.
Yeah, all my Aggie buddies are like, Arch ain't coming to Texas. He's going to Ole Miss. And it would make a lot of sense for him to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But I don't think he's going to want to go play with Lane Kiffin.
If Lane Kiffin's there.
Was Lane Kiffin going to leave now?
Possibly.
To where?
Miami.
Yeah, I can see him in Miami.
He's a Florida guy.
Yeah.
But he's Lane also had, Lane's got a hell of a quarterback this year who's graduating. Okay. I don't know who's that next pipeline. Lane's one of those guys, he knows when to get out. He's been doing a pretty good job of that.
If he's out, Arch is out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Lane Kiffin defollowed everybody on his Instagram account and only follows one person, and that is Arch Manning. That's pretty cold. That's pretty awesome.
As
a head coach, to only be following one person, and that's Arch Manning, the number one quarterback in the country.
That is like the biggest stroke job ever seen in my entire life.
It's awesome.
That is the biggest stroke job.
But hey, he needs that. Because if Arch commits, he's going to get a lot of good players.
Wherever he commits, he's going to get good players.
No doubt.
And every program knows that.
Casey, here's a thought. Do you think possibly that part of the consideration for Quinn Ewers getting into the portal now while the recruiting season is still going on? Because if he commits to University of Texas, that might sway a lot of those top wide receivers, offensive linemen, all the offensive guys to now want to come to Texas because they know they got that guy.
What guy? A guy that's just too soft to compete?
Well, I don't think those guys see it that way.
They do, because they're because they're all soft.
One of the same.
And those are probably the old linemen that we're going after, these soft ones.
Nah, man.
You need to go find you some Texas. 3-yard, 3-star, just mean guy, some guy down there that you know, you need to go talk to somebody like, where's this kid, the big guy that's just a junk, you know, just a mean bastard that is going to get bigger and bigger and better.
Yeah. And want to get better.
Yeah. Give me that. Go find me those guys.
And
don't go find me these guys that are all 6'5", 6'6", just specimens that are soft as hell. I can't stand that. These guys are specimens. If I had, it pisses me off. If I had some of these guys' bodies, I'd be first ballot Hall of Famer in NFL. It's like so ridiculous to me.
Well,
it's all soft, a bunch of babies. It's so, how can you be so big and soft? It don't make no sense to me.
You've
never been in a. It's like they've never been in a fight. It's wild. It's like I don't even know if it's that. It's like no one's ever punched them in the face before. Mm-hmm. They're just soft. It's like how can you be so big and soft?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think
we had guys on our team like that.
But you got at
like
Texas,
Stevie Lee. He was big. But he was soft.
Was a dog. Oh.
He was soft.
Was he?
Stevie Lee was soft.
Stevie's my guy.
I love Stevie Lee, but he was no junkyard dog.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he's no
super super nice dude.
Super nice dude. Great guy.
Yeah.
But he was no dog on the field.
Now, I probably
he was a big guy that I would pick up and slam.
He's a dog out in the real estate world, I'll tell you that.
He is
hustling, man.
That's good.
Dude, Stevie, I've been trying for years to get that guy to come join us.
He won't?
He's got a good gig.
He has his own one, though, right?
No, he joined up with a big national firm.
Yeah.
That kind of has his own group.
Oh, there you go.
Him and his wife kind of teamed up. And,
well, there you go. They're kicking ass.
She's a sweetheart. She does a great job.
Yeah, I love Summer.
They're great, great people. Great, great folks.
Yeah, I've known them since I was a baby.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But, you know, like, he's huge. He's ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's a bunch of guys, and he's not, he wasn't soft. Like, he would fight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it wasn't like, he's just a big guy that wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Then you got these guys that are old linemen where it's like, you see him, you're like, come on, man, what are you doing? Like,
well, I think
I don't know. I just don't understand it. Football's a physical sport. Like, where is that at? You know what I mean?
Well, my opinion, you got Kyle Flood as the O-line coach, offense coordinator. You know, he's one of the best in the country, okay? Last year at Alabama produced probably the best college football offensive line ever, okay?
They're going to have a lull after that.
Yeah.
You lose six seniors.
This year at Alabama, the Bama O-line is statistically tied with Texas for sacks allowed per game. Okay, I mean he is a difference maker. Now I don't necessarily feel like Texas had
is
those.
He?
Yeah, but they didn't have those
they're
guys.
They're tied. Tied for most sacks.
I understand.
What
that,
do you mean he's that guy?
Because Texas didn't have those guys on the team right.
Texas
now.
Had guys that have played that have had more snaps than Alabama's O line.
No, they didn't play good. I don't know what's going on. They didn't play.
All I'm saying is all I'm saying is Texas O line had more snaps under their belt than Alabama's O line did at the start of the season.
Yeah, because last year all those Alabama guys took off to the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. They lost their whole line, so you can't really judge it on.
I'm judging it.
You can't judge it on an O line that's a complete rebuild,
they're
a five man rebuild.
They're Alabama. They're all five stars.
It's a five man rebuild.
They're all five stars.
It's a five man rebuild.
Yeah. Potato, potato. But
so
we'll see. Texas is going to have a completely.
You ever played in a snow game ever?
That'd be a negative.
Yeah.
I play in Texas.
No, I know. I
played in some cold games.
Yeah.
But I never played in snow.
Snow never came down?
No.
Man, it's so much fun playing in snow.
Dude, playoffs, we were down in Alice, Texas in about 105 degree temperatures.
Alice.
Bro.
Some good hunting down there.
Bro, the Coyotes?
That's where the Ackers are at down there.
Yeah.
Freer.
It was a scary environment down in Alice.
Oh, yeah.
They got a rowdy crew down there.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of country boys.
Rowdy crew.
Redneck.
Yeah.
Redneck.
Yeah.
That's you know, I don't know. That's just me. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you know, Texas will have a new roster, a new mentality. Hopefully they can get, you know, they'll have Malik Murphy coming in, possibly getting a Quinn Ewers. I mean, all you got to do is get the ball to Xavier Worthy. That dude was all world this year. He broke every freshman record at the University of Texas, broke all Roy's records, broke all Mike Davis's records.
And he's the only one that they recruited.
Yeah.
So that
but that's what I'm telling you. Yeah. This coaching staff, just give – like I hated hearing a lot of the fans say, oh, Sark, you know, he needs to be out of here. We got to replace PK. We got to get a new offense coordinator.
That's just how Texas fans are going to be.
Correct. Would you say a little entitled, Case?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I mean, a lot of Texas fans don't understand football. The ones that are real world, they understand that.
It takes time.
It does. And he comes in, and to show you where the program is at, we talked about this 2019 stat. 2019 recruiting class was number three in the nation, and there's only two players of that whole that number two recruiting class that are playing.
50% of the 2018 and 2019 are not on the Texas roster.
50% of both of those classes are not on the roster.
Yeah.
That's 60 guys.
Yeah.
That just shows you there's no depth. That shows you that Herman did a bad job recruiting.
Yeah. Herman was garbage.
It's just.
I think it was just a little too much for him. He was trying to be Mr. Everything. Got away from him. Now I think Tom Herman probably coaches again at the college level. He's right now he's up in Chicago as an analyst for the Bears.
I think he sticks to NFL.
We'll see. I don't know. I think he's a college guy.
I think he just needed a job. I'm sure he's still getting paid $7 million this year.
No, he'll probably go down to Alabama and be an analyst for Saban.
What he needs to do is be a offensive coordinator in the NFL before anything. I think he goes offensive coordinator then head coach NFL.
He ain't getting a head coaching job in the NFL anytime soon.
If he goes out and balls out as offensive coordinator, he will.
I don't think that happens. Not in Chicago.
No, I'm just saying he's getting paid by Texas $12 million this year, so he's not or $7 million, so he's not tripping.
Mm.
But $12 million, yeah. So he's trying to fit in, trying to figure systems out, see where he fits in. He'll probably be an old coordinator, I think, in the NFL.
Dude, how about these contracts these college coaches are getting now?
Yeah.
I mean, Lincoln Riley, they had to pay him $12 million a year because you're not getting half your paycheck when you're out in California.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Kelly goes down to LSU, and he got a $95 million contract with escalation taken up to $100 million. The guy up in Michigan State, he got $95 million. He hadn't won anything.
Yeah.
He hadn't even won a conference championship yet, and he got $95 million.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, back in the day when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I was like, I don't want to get into coaching because there's no money in it. Made the wrong decision there. Now, real estate's doing great in Austin, Texas. I'm not complaining. But
it's
at $895 million.
Yeah, but to get into coaching, to get up in there, I mean, it's – these people are trying to – they know coaches are going to – so what's going on is these smaller schools are making a lot of money when those 4 years when they get these good young coaches in there, and they know once that young coach leaves, it's going to be another eight-year draw.
Sure.
You know, until they can find somebody else to come in and rebuild another program. So they're trying to – these smaller schools, like, well, football's bringing us this much money just when they're good. They're trying to pay them more money. That's really what it is, trying to keep coaches in. Because if these players are skipping around, coaches are skipping around.
There's no loyalty anymore.
At all. It's NFL right now.
These bros ain't loyal.
It's the bro. It's NFL.
Yeah.
It's turning into the NFL.
Well, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
I will never understand you. When will I stop trying?
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn. Jamie Frazier jumps in. What up, Jamie?
I just want to hear more about Westlake. That's all I want.
We go all morning.
All morning.
We're going to talk 96. We're going to talk about the current team. Hey, this is Todd Dodge's last ride.
Well, see, this is where it makes me. So I look up here, and I'm watching College Game Day, and they showed Oklahoma State get off the bus, and they're all in camo.
No.
That's such a jinx.
No.
Isn't that a jinx?
No. I mean, when Miami did it, they were
stolen valor.
No, they got beat.
No.
When Miami put the – they got beat by Penn State.
The fatigues? I thought they did that against Texas when they played them in the Orange
Bowl. No, they did it for the championship game and got beat by Penn State.
Gotcha.
So that, it's a – yeah.
Well, they're going to war, Case.
I'm just saying.
What do you know about war?
I was going to look at Jerry Frazier on that.
What do you know about war?
Nothing.
Nothing.
In my Vandergrift. Every tower.
Vandergrift. That's it.
Yeah, it's war today at DKR. Go Shaps.
I was hearing a little bit that you're just going to step on. I'm going to call security, make sure they arrest
you. You going to come? You going to come for Shaps today?
No, I'm going to watch football.
I am going to call security, make sure. There's a guy named Johnny Rogers. He's a threat. He's a freaking threat. I could do
Pat
that.
Pat him down.
No. Full cavity. Pull him out.
No way.
Yeah.
Pull him out, put him in the bathroom, put the rubber glove on, full cavity search that man.
Not a shot.
He won't feel two. You're going to have to take three.
Jeez.
You know?
Is this thing on?
Where's the dump button?
You don't have to dump that. That's all underlined. All underlined this.
Jamie, what do you guys got coming up on the high ground?
The Colonel's calling in. We're going to talk a lot about the shuffling of college coaches and what they're doing, what they're going.
I mean, is the Colonel part of your family?
Of my family? What are we talking about?
Part of your family?
No, you're worrying me. No. Uh-uh. No, sir.
Down here with the Tigers.
He's
the best
my
fans.
Gosh, that's the best Southern accent.
Talking about my family.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let's hear it.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Right night.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited.
Great day to be a Tiger.
In the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans.
You should have gone all in with the y'all.
Where is he? I mean, I don't know. Is that really a good fit? I mean.
Yes, it's a good fit. Because if he wins, it's a good fit.
If anybody wins, it's a good fit.
He's just trying to get a national championship and retire.
Yeah. But I mean, you're kidding the bayou. This East Coast guy comes up and goes, I want you to play LSU. And, you know.
No, he said, I want you to play at LSU. Come down and eat some boudin.
He's got to get that. Did you get recruited by Notre Dame at all?
No, I did not. You were talking to Casey. My bad.
I got letters, but I don't think I had the grades to get in there.
Yeah, and that's his job recruiting just got a lot easier.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't have the grades to get in there. It's kind of funny. You sit there and you're like, why isn't this school recruiting me? I was like, oh.
Stanford wasn't calling
Harvard,
you?
No. Harvard's not calling you.
Northwestern wasn't offering you a full
ride?
I did
get offered by Vanderbilt.
Look at you, Ivy League. Ivy League of the South.
I don't know how I would have gotten in there.
Just showed up. Don't worry about it.
I think I was the only smart school that, well, Texas.
Yeah. Texas is.
Texas, no. I mean, I could get into all the schools like Texas, but those next tier, not a chance. There's no way I would get into Stanford.
No. How about them Niners?
Who?
Yeah, they're on the way back. That's what's going on. Deebo Sanders, but he's hurt.
He's done for the year.
I know. Thanks. That hurts. Yeah.
Jimmy G, I mean,
Jimmy G,
I
the best. No, the best part of Jimmy G is handing the ball off.
Right.
Jimmy, just as long as you know where to hand the ball off to, we're okay. Because you're going to be on your way out. I don't know where he's going to end up. I bet you he may very well end up in, I think he'd be a great fit at, like, I think in New Orleans he'd be a good fit.
I was going to say, New Orleans is in desperate need of a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because the Sean Payton window of success is coming to a screeching halt if they don't get, and your boy Jabui, or what was who's the quarterback that got hurt? I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, geez. The third string quarterback?
No, the starter for New Orleans this year.
Winston. Oh, Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston. Sorry, I just had a moment there. Senior moment. A Saturday morning moment.
It's their third string quarterback. What's his name? Simon?
Seaman. Yeah.
He's not an NFL quarterback. He's a nice guy. He's just not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, and I like Taysom, but he's not that guy. Now, there's a lot of Texas fans with some PTSD watching that game, watching him roll over, hurdle people.
That quarterback's got heart.
Dylan Haynes, you know, had to go talk to somebody after that game.
Dylan Haynes ran over his whole career. He got jumped over a lot in his career. Baylor jumped over him like four times.
By Taysom Hill a couple times.
What do you guys got on Baylor OSU today?
Go Pokes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hope OSU wins.
No, oh, so do I. I was just, I mean,
I don't know. Baylor's playing good football, but I think if Oklahoma, what they need to do is just run that dang option.
Yeah.
And stop going away from it all the damn time.
Well, Oklahoma State's defense has played really good this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
really good.
I always like, my favorite game's coming up, Army, Navy. Love that game. And that's next weekend. Yeah. I think it is.
Army Navy?
Yeah.
God, what a have you been?
I've never been.
Oh, I just man, Fraser, you got to go. That. I've never been either. That's
Colonel always brings me a shirt. I got two of them.
That's the bucket. That's the bucket list.
I just love.
I got to go to Ole Miss this year, and that was the mecca of all college football, in my opinion.
How was
going there
the
and
Grove?
Experiencing,
was the Grove amazing?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Hung out with Lane's sister.
Nice.
Lovely lady.
Did you take any ladies home? Did you take an Ole Miss lady home, or did you bring a lady? You brought sand to the beach, didn't you?
No, absolutely not.
You brought sand to the beach?
It was a boys'
trip. You brought a boy with you?
I'm bringing a different kind of sand to the beach.
It was a gentleman's trip. It was a gentleman's trip. It was a good time. What happens in Oxford stays in Oxford.
Yeah.
You hope.
Yeah. What was that hangover where he's like... Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But herpes, that comes back with you. But that comes back with you. You can't hide that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful place. DJ in the stadium. In the student section.
DJ in the stadium.
I'm telling you, Texas needs to do that. They do that in basketball,
I think. That's a career move that you should do.
Yes.
DJ Tesla.
DJ
Tesla.
Johnny Tesla.
Vitamin J. That's it. That's the DJ name.
That's horrible. So what time's kickoff there for Big West Lake? 2 o'clock?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Yep. They're probably doing the send-off over right now at Chaparral Stadium.
They had a hotel. They do it right, don't they?
No, we do home games. No, you get to stay at home. Because, I mean, essentially it is a home game. Well, really for both teams.
Yeah.
But they'll do a big send-off with the buses, and they'll have the fire truck, and they'll have a police escort and the whole thing.
What time is the game today?
2 p.m.
Are they already up there?
Yeah,
they're
already up there.
Three-step.
I already gave them the pregame speech.
Oh, it's the worst thing they could have done. Everything that he said, you totally killed it. What was that, Tag of the Nigga Knights? Remember she gave that like whole warrior speech, and the other guy came in? Everything you said... You totally killed it, Dale. Like, everything she just said. Oh,
now,
man.
Now, the Shaps will be ready to play today. looking for a big victory. I know Vandergriff thinks they got a shot.
Big send off for the coach, going all the way.
Yeah, Todd Dodge.
So is it next year? Next week will be quarterfinals if they win. Quarter, semis, state, or
I think this is quarters.
This is quarters. Okay.
Yeah.
So next week will be semifinals.
Yeah.
And then state championships.
Take state. Get yourself one of these. That's right. You ever seen one of the, you ever seen something this pretty, Jamie Frazier?
Yes.
I'll never forget. I thought after we had won the state championship, we got our rings. We thought we were the kings of the world.
Yeah.
Got up to TCU. You know, went through Rush, the whole process. They're like, man, that ring's awesome, dude. That's cool. That's so awesome that you won a state championship. The day that pledge ship started, get that thing off your hand. Nobody cares. You're a nobody. I was like, wait, what? You guys, yesterday, y'all were just telling me how cool it was. They're like,
yeah,
you are
club.
A loser for wearing that ring. Never put it on again. And I don't, except for when the Shaps are making their
our fans.
Third straight run at a state title.
Our fantasy football league trophy, the Marty. It's because we have Mac Brown's stepson in our fantasy football.
Oh, nice!
League.
So Chris Jesse?
No, Matt Jesse, his other brother.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and so Matt took a picture with all of Mac's rings with our trophy behind.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very.
Mac's got a lot of rings now.
Yes,
because you get one for every bowl game. How many? He went to a ton of bowl games. Did he ever not go to a bowl game?
No, not that I know of.
I'm so glad UT's not searching out to go to a bowl game at 5-7.
Yeah.
They had to create another bowl game just to satisfy all the 6-6 teams.
Which is usually not the case.
No,
usually they have to dig for a 5-7 team.
I wonder where that bowl game is going to be played. It'll be in Texas somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe we do want a DKR. Why doesn't Texas? Why doesn't Austin have a bowl game?
Why doesn't Westlake play UT?
No,
stomped.
Well, finally, we're going to have some good football at DKR.
Oh, stop.
This guy.
Yeah. Is that right? Are we finally going to have some good football being played at DKR with the Shaps coming to town?
Hell no. Anyways, we got to pretty much cancel the show for this week. We're done. But that's a wrap for the week. Come out and check me out at Whitfield's, or go check out the good Central Texas high school games at DKR today. And other than that, come eat some barbecue. And buy some real estate. And we'll see you next week with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
Adios.
With my bookie.
When you're sick, injured, or experiencing a medical problem of any